Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. Romans 7:12-13. The struggle which all of us face is between the flesh and the spirit. Even those who believe in God and serve God faithfully struggle with sin. After all, there is little, if any, need for the devil to entice those who already have given themselves to him. The work of Satan is to entice the believer and draw him away from God. The purpose for which the law was delivered was to make sin known. Because we struggle with temptation does not mean that the law which God has given is unholy, unjust, and bad. We must be aware that the problem of sin and transgression is present in the world. The believer must overcome the temptation which we face. The law which has made sin known to us also reveals how we might overcome sin. Jesus lived in the world and was tempted. He never gave in to the enticement of Satan because his desire was to do always those things that please him. John 8:24. In the world there is sin and evil. The Scripture has given us an understanding of sin. By the Word of God we know of the reality of the devil and sin. We read and learn how the devil operates and the various schemes which he uses to separate us from God. We have been given an understanding of the nature of sin and the disaster that will result from sin. Also, we have been made fully aware of the consequences of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23. Sin has been the curse of humanity since the events of temptation by Satan in the Garden of Eden. Because of sin, God drove out the man, Genesis 3:24. There was a law in the Garden of Eden by which Adam and Eve were to live. They violated the law and suffered the penalty. In our time, we have a law by which we can be separated from Satan and the world. We must choose which law we will follow and how we choose to deal with sin. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:2. Sin is a curse upon humanity, and the Scripture reveals the deep ugliness of sin. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.